Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships.
The late, great Otis Redding bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. And 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That's the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Janet Christie is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses. She's forgotten more about how to help small businesses get business with the government than most of us will ever know. And she's very generous with her help in this area. Thank Janet. Thanks again for being here and all the abiding support that you've given us over the years. Give us your website, please.
It is leverageanddevelopment.com.
Leverageanddevelopment.com. I know they can find your book there, but can they find some of the things that you've written, some of the things you've done to help people understand about doing business with the government?
There is a link to my blog from there, and there's a good many articles about that kind of thing.
So if you missed the first segment, folks, go back and listen to that about some of the tips and best practices of getting business from the government through contractors and why they need you as a small business owner. Janet, you got another question for us? Something else? We're talking about questions that Janet gets from different people, small business questions, and so that's what we're doing right now. So you got another one?
Well, one of the things they asked me is, do they need to be certified as a woman or a minority-owned business to get government business?
Right.
Of course, we mainly talked about federal, but there's also state and local, and almost all states have a quota to spend 10% of all the money they spend with women or minority-owned businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So certification, federal government.
You don't have to remind the federal regime about the 23% and the 5 and the 2. But are we likely to have to call the state and local people on that percentage if we fit in that category? Are they as disciplined at their percentages as the government is?
Nowhere near as disciplined.
Yeah, I suspected that.
Yeah, there's not a reward if they meet the goal. There's not a punishment if they don't.
So we need to call them on it then. We need to point out. Somehow, we need to do that without making them look like they're not doing their job, right?
That's true. And what I usually recommend to people is concentrate on the agencies, the state agencies, or the local government entities like the cities or counties that pay attention to it. If they don't pay attention to it, you probably can't convince them. So spend your time elsewhere.
Right. Good point. Yeah, you don't want to look like the kid who said we didn't get our homework assignment yet, right?
Well, and if you ever sound like you feel entitled to business because you're small business or woman-owned, then that's kind of the kiss of death.
They see you as a troublemaker waiting to happen, and so that, yeah.
Yeah.
So be careful. All right, but you do have to have certification for woman-owned, right?
Well, for state, you have to. For federal, the federal government doesn't require that you be certified, but as you were pointing out in the last segment, now that there's a lot of money to be spent and they're looking for women-owned businesses and veteran-owned businesses, sometimes people will manipulate the system so it looks like the woman owns the business and it's a lot more than the ownership. You have to invest. You have to be involved. But because of that, the prime contractors that work with federal companies or even state government organizations, they will require that you be certified. So it used to be something that set you apart. Now it's the benchmark.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you help people with? I know you help them with the women owned part of this qualifying. Do you also help with the minority and the veteran?
Yes, because most of it's the same. The veteran's a little different. It's not nearly as strenuous, but I do help people with that. And when I first started doing this, I thought I was only going to be working with businesses that were already certified.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so many options out there. There's so much misunderstanding that I ended up really having to research all the certifications, and so I help people walk through that. I actually do a 3-hour seminar to help people walk through the different certifications that are available. But then there's some other information that I can provide them if they don't need that much intenseness.
If somebody came to you, I'm sure you do this, but it would seem to me that if somebody came to someone like you and said, I want to be government certified, I want to get some of these government contracts, but they didn't really have the critical mass, they didn't have the experience, they didn't know what they were doing, so to speak. I'm sure you have to tell some people, look, here's what you're going to run into, you're not ready, go do these things and get ready and come back. What do you think, Janet?
Yes, that does happen. And
tough
what
love,
I usually,
tough love, right?
Yes. Well, and it would be a waste of their time if they were trying to go after those
right.
opportunities or contracts. So what I usually then recommend is that they try to work with a prime contractor or somebody further down the chain and get some work and go to the meeting so that they understand what the requirements are and the processes because, as you said, it's slow pay, it's... they're going to want you to come to more meetings than you agreed to in the beginning.
And a lot of paperwork.
Yes.
Doing business with the government is not anything close to like doing business with another business, is it?
It is not. The biggest thing, though, is if you get in, they won't kick you out unless you do something really
That's
bad.
That's right. Yeah, once they know who you are and they know what you can do, then you're a resource for them and they'll keep you. But it is a gauntlet, folks, so think about that. Hey, Janet, good job today. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks.
Janet Christian, ladies and gentlemen, leverageanddevelopment.com. Check out her website. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.